State Representative Harvey Hildebrand is a Republican from Kerrville. He speaks plainly about the proposed privatization.
I'm opposed to it.
Hildebrand is a member of the Legislative Budget Board. The LBB, together with the governor's office, will decide whether the privatization deal goes through or not. As part of the bidding process, GEO Care considered taking over the management of at least 5 state hospitals, including the one in Austin. But at the end, the company submitted a bid to just take over the one in Kerrville, which is Representative Hildebrand's district. He says the facts just don't add up.
If the facility had failed, then the question it begs to be asked, can we do it differently? And this is privatized management a way to improve it? There's also some questions about the fact that the former superintendent of Kerrville State Hospital works for the company. He was there, and there was a vacancy at the assistant superintendent. He hired the assistant superintendent and left a week later to go to work for this company.
The name of that man is Steve Anfinson. The Department of State Health Services said over the weekend that there's nothing wrong with Anfinson working on the possible privatization of the state hospital. Regardless, Hildebrand says he will do anything to stop the deal from going through. This whole process started when legislators directed the Department of State Health Services to ask for bids in the hopes of saving at least 10%. A report last year by the National Alliance of Mental Illness ranked Texas last in per capita funding for people with mental illness. And that data is what makes Houston Democratic State Representative Garnett Coleman oppose this deal.
The state is squeezed all the way down to bare bones, and so they're going to have a hard time providing the same level of bare bones of service when we're already at the bottom and save money. It's just not going to happen.
Before the Legislative Budget Board decides either for or against the proposed privatization, the Department of State Health Services would need to present GEO Care's bid at the end of September. If DSHS considers the proposal has no merit, then the deal is off. Joy Diaz, KUT News.